This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation. The workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. More from our correspondent.
The locomotive manufacturing plant in Dahod, which was set up with an investment of Rs 20,000 crore, is set to manufacture 1,200 engines over the next 10 years. A key feature of these engines is their ability to carry cargo weighing up to 4,600 tons. For the first time, the engines will be equipped with air conditioning and a toilet facility for the driver and an advanced cover system to enhance safety and prevent accidents. The Dahod factory is currently producing 4 engines, all of which will proudly bear the label manufactured in Dahod. The project is expected to create around 10,000 direct and indirect jobs in the region and boost the local economy. In the year 2022, PM Narendra Modi had laid the foundation stone of this ambitious project to boost the vision of Make in India and Make for the World. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Later in the day, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees in Bhuj. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that India now has a new approach in combating cross-border terrorism from Pakistan, and anyone involved in such crimes will not go unpunished. He said no one sitting in Pakistan is going to be allowed to believe that they can just walk across the border and kill our citizens with impunity. There will be a price to pay, and that price has been going up systematically. Mr. Tharoor said he made the remarks at a community event at New York in U.S. The interaction was hosted by the Consulate General of India in New York with a select group of prominent members of the Indian American community and individuals from leading media and think tanks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar lauded the efforts put in by the all-party delegations. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, India stands together in declaring zero tolerance for terrorism. In his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, यह हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है। और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है।
Maldives Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah Khalil arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. This will be Foreign Minister Dr. Khalil's third visit to India this year, following earlier visits in January and March. The visit is in continuation of intensified high-level political exchanges between India and Maldives. Today, Dr. Khalil will lead Maldives at the second India-Maldives high-level core group meeting to oversee progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives vision document on comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is going to Madhya Pradesh on a one-day visit today. Mr. Dhankar will inaugurate the three-day Krishi Udyog Samagam 2025 in Narsinghpur. Foreign investors have pumped in nearly 14,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in May. According to the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 13,835 crore rupees into the equities market but pulled out 7,743 crore rupees from the debt market so far in May. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana and Chandigarh. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 110 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.